restaurateur haiku. A slab of ego on a plate with a thick sauce of wicked temper. I am Jenny Kander, and on the Poet's Weave today, I'm reading a selection of my own poems. I dedicate this program to the Tuesday poets who critique the poems brought to group with respectful honesty. The first two poems are from my maternal family series. Late Insight, for my mother. It's the violets, the clump I've planted in a shade spot in my garden, and the purple sprig scattered seemingly at random on this cup and saucer I found. Your favourite flower, you taught me they need to be tied in bunches if they're to last in a vase. They're shy, you told me, and they don't like being alone. Mother's sister, Diri. Here I am, again in landlocked spring, the birch beyond the porch dangling tassels of spent fertility, its young leaves' lime-green abundance a pointless display. Strange, the mind. Thoughts veer to that Cork Bay stop along Cape Town's coastal railway, where, the last month of summer, my long-widowed aunt, for 4 weeks the Hotel Majestic, her pied-à-terre, returned to bathe when the sou'wester had blown itself away. A dip, she called, her daily swim. In old-style bathing suit, a rubber cap with chin strap framing her smiling face, white legs freed at last from nylon hose, she plunged and splashed in her annual break from charity work, a long-sleeved ample toweling jacket heaped, ready for her decorous walk up from the beach. Caged in the hotel's tiered gardens, year after year a raucous old African grey, scarlet tail his logo, delighted returning guests. "We're back," they cried, "and here's Polly. Everything, in a changing world, is just the same." The Misfit. A sensible shoe with a low heel, worn for afternoon teas in formal circles. A navy blue pump with leather bow. A style you'd expect to see your middle-aged aunt wearing with beige nylon stockings. My menopausal mother criticizes teen styles, leaves me alien, sequestered on the island of boarding school, ignorant of fashion and of fun. So when some boy actually invites me to the old Edwardian club's summer dance, I'm excited, scared. I wear a full-length gown, hoping the dress will hide my secret. When the MC announces all the girls' right shoes should be placed in the middle of the dance floor, strappy gold and silver high heels and just one navy pump pile up amid their laughter, their anticipation. Why did I not escape to the ladies instead? The boys rush, jostling to grab a pretty shoe and find a new partner. At the speed of impatience, the pile dwindles to one dark choice, stark as a bad joke. Some whispering among band members. One man steps down, picks up the shoe and takes my hand. I cannot bear to think how the boy who asked me on a date will ever live this down. Painted screen. An explosion of peony beneath full moon. Lady Wu writes her poem about a mouse, attentive down by her just visible shoe. I've been reading a few of my own 2008 poems on the Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.